We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like you did on me.
Welcome back, the most eligible bachelor in St. Louis, Colin O'Brien.
Good to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
So, if you remember, Colin actually went viral because he created his own dating website. He said, screw Tinder, Bumble, all that stuff wasn't working for him. So he created this website called DateColinO'Brien.com, and he put all of his details out there, and almost 300 women reached out to him. And you've been all over the place. Colin, I was looking at some of your statistics here that you posted. Literally, when we say that you, a single in St. Louis, went viral, you've been everywhere. How many radio stations have you been on? What's going on with all these statistics?
I've done something like 20 radio stations from California to New York, and I've done several syndicated shows even in Canada. So I'm kind of blowing up in Canada even right now.
Wow. Oh my God, did you ever think it was going to be that, like, this massive? That's awesome.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
So we've been following along. So what we're doing on the show with Colin is we're putting him through something called the 10-Date Challenge. Colin will go on 10 dates, 10 different women, and 10 completely different experiences. And we'll kind of get him to recap each of these weekends every single Monday. And so, Colin, for this week, Julie basically planned your date. Julie, what did you give Colin to do? Do you remember what you suggested for him?
I had a couple different things. I always like when you, like, go do something fun. So I said you could go to the Up-Down and play some video games. Just a couple little random things, like, kind of around Central West End-ish area.
Colin, what, did you do the things that Julie suggested?
No, absolutely not. I pitched them all to the girl. I was down for all of them, but she had other plans. She was like, no, we're going to Ted Drew's, end of story, period.
Okay, well, rude, but okay.
So, Colin, you already pulled an audible on the date we were supposed to plan.
I love it.
All right? This is off to a good start.
Right, jeez.
So you guys went to Ted Drew's?
Yeah, we went to Ted Drew's and just had ice cream and then hung out in the parking lot just like chit-chatting for like a couple hours. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so Colin, we actually have Katie on with us now, so we're going to put you on hold. We're going to come back in one song and we're going to talk to Colin and Katie. We'll let you guys recap the date together, and we're also going to ask Katie why she didn't like any of Julie's suggestions.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll do that next on Y98 St. Louis.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin?
Date number two of the 10-day challenge with our good friend Colin O'Brien, who's gone viral for his dating experiences. And so, Colin, we do have Katie, who is date number two, and you guys went to Ted Drew's. Katie, thanks for coming on the show and recapping the date with Colin.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So, Katie, the first question I think we have for you is, why did you choose Ted Drew's to go on the date?
Katie, I had so many good ideas for you.
I know you did, but I was coming from family dinner, you know, and I was like, Ted Drew, that sounds like a good dessert. I'm kind of full. And if it, like, wasn't great, I could bounce early.
Oh, see. Okay. All right, Katie, I get you.
Katie was looking for a getaway plan.
I get it.
So did you know that Julie picked out those suggestions?
No, I had not a single clue.
Oh, so you just thought Colin came up with these suggestions, and you're like, nope.
Yeah, sorry, Julie.
I was trying to take credit for your ideas, Julie. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So what did Colin order at Ted Drew's? What was his concrete or what was his custard of choice?
You know what? He got a concrete, but I'm not entirely sure what was in it. Because when we were ordering, I actually saw some people I knew, too, and they wanted to say hi to Colin because they recognized him from TV.
Wow.
Like this famous guy I'm with. Yeah.
You got recognized?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting recognized a lot, you guys. I was even on a jog the other day in Forest Park, and a biker stopped me to say hello.
Colin, you are a major. Yeah. That's
Katie,
awesome.
Do you feel like you're dating a celebrity, or do you feel like what's going on here?
You know what? It was kind of a little celebrity moment when he was recognized, but he's so down to earth that who would even know?
Really?
Oh, good. Cool. Okay, good. Cool. Don't get a big head, Colin. That's not attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what did you guys do after? So, like, ice cream is cool, but then what do you guys do afterwards?
Katie popped the back gate, you know, the little lift gate of her car, and we sat there, and people watched and just, like, chit-chatted for a couple hours.
A couple hours?
Wow,
that's
really?
A lot to, like, keep the conversation going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, neither Katie nor I are short on things to say. We're both effusive talkers. She's got a lot to say. She's a very fast talker, so we were not going to run out of anything to say.
That's awesome.
All right, Colin, not to put you on the spot, we'll give you a quick quiz then. Give me two facts about Katie that most people would not know that you learned in that 2.5 hour conversation. Make sure you're paying attention.
Good one.
I know that her mom is a clown and her clown name is Dimples.
That is awesome, Katie.
Is that true?
she used to be a birthday party clown when she was younger. Some of the family did.
Wow.
I feel like I've met Dimples before.
Really?
Okay, just side note.
Dimples is more famous than Colin.
That Katie part-time, like, runs her own, like, rescue operation for rabbits and, like, has rescued, like, hundreds of rabbits from being, like, euthanized or, like, in bad situations. So I think people know that about her, but it was pretty cool.
Wow. Oh, nice.
I love
really
Katie.
Yeah.
Katie, you are awesome.
You guys are too kind.
All right, Katie, you were date number two. Date number one did say she wanted to hang out and listen throughout the entire 10-day process and wait for Colin afterwards. Would you do the same after getting to know Colin? Are you going to hang on and listen to Y98 and wait till the 10-day challenge to end?
Yeah, why not? He was so fun to talk to. We wound up staying 2.5 hours. Just a good person overall, so sure.
Dang,
that's
all right.
Nice.
Let's do this, Colin. I'm going to throw out the phone number right now since you're just getting rave reviews, and we'll see if anyone will call in and we can set you up on a blind date with the radio station right now.
Yeah. Since I think that's,
you're two
I think
for
that's
two.
An appropriate next step. I also think, Brett, you're waiting for me to slip up, and I'm just glad that these girls keep coming in every week.
I'm
just saying that I'm not about
it. I'm waiting for you to slip up, so we'll see. 314-531-9898. I need a ringer here that's going to bring find out if Colin slips up. We'll see if we can find you a date, Colin, okay?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Katie, you are amazing. I'm glad Colin was a great date and a gentleman. We appreciate it. We'll continue to follow the 10-day challenge on Y98, okay?
All right. Thanks for having us.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.